Mr. Tan Wah Ming, Rule 12. Mr. Tan, were there any other kind of retail trades that came under the control of the Food Control Department besides the rice, bread and market goods?
So far, I have no idea regarding the food line. All the essential food is under the Food Control Department. But other than that, I have no idea. Like maybe laws or anything that I'm not in that line. No much idea about it.
Do you know? Have you ever heard of other departments controlling all these retail trades?
No, I don't.
Mr. Tan, you mentioned that you were chosen by your father to take over the three-star man job.
Yes.
What were your reactions when you heard that?
We cannot have to obey at that time. They want my father to do it. So my father fell sick after about 2 months in the MP Japanese policy. So it from the south with the MP there to put me. And we agree. So I have to accept it. And now, at the time I'm about 24 years old. So I was the youngest three-star man at the time.
Were you fearful at that time, or did you ask your father to choose someone else to be the three-star man?
No, you cannot, because they want our family to be the three-star man. Practically, if I come to know, most of the three-star men and the two-star men, actually, they were members of that party who donated money to against the Japanese Christian race. In my area, so far I know, and now MP from Burn My Stone is a member of that also. He became a Christian man. So at that time, it seems like the Japanese want all these people, they know more people to become the three-star, two-star, all these things. So we have to accept, everybody has to accept it off. We are against them. At one time, now when they come, we have to obey them. We cannot refuse.
What were the reactions of the other family members regarding your appointment as the three-star man?
My brother had to do it since my father is like that, you cannot let the woman suffer, And besides that, my father is not English speaking. At that time, still everything in Singapore, even the food controller, the police department, the pizza under the police department, they all use English. So in the family, my father put me there because it happened that I'm educated in English. My brother is educated in Chinese. So anyway, I have to be a true family.
Did your neighbors know about that?
Not at the beginning, but later on, when the thing is fully organized.
What were their feelings and their reactions when they knew that you were appointed as the three-star man?
Then at that time, nobody said anything. And I think if they got anything to say, they cannot say. Everybody is so frightened of the Japanese.
Were you officially appointed as a three-star man?
Yes, officially.
When was that?
Somewhere, I think about a year's time, at the end of, should be, I think 1942.
40?
Oh, 1942, 2602 or something like that. They changed it to something like that. Japanese years.
How did they have any kind of a procedure to appoint you as officially as a three-star man?
They select the three-star, the two-star men ready. Then they get us together to discuss the thing. It's not me who appoint all the two-star men.
I mean, when the Japanese agreed that you be the three-star man, did they have a kind of a proper ceremony to appoint you as a three-star man?
I don't remember whether they have any certificate or not. Just give a pledge.
Any appointment letter?
No appointment letter attached.
What did the badge say?
No, just single three-star. One at the top and two by the side. And the two-star man, you got the... I don't remember properly whether you got the letter appointment or not. It's just a badge.
Any other kind of identification besides the badge given to you?
No identification, but it seems that all the police and the MPs, they know that each area, who is a three-star, who is a two-star, they know. And if they got anything, and they just come to us.
As a three-star man, which area were you in charge of?
I'm in charge of Bukit Timah Village, up to Jurong Road, between Maestro Cross.
How big was the area in terms of a number of people and families living there?
I think about 4,000 plus, nearly 5,000
families. And what kind of area was it?
You see, in Bukit Timah Village, about 3 two-star men. That is, one in, now they call it Premium Table, from me, it was from that area. And then, all this ma. That three-star man, he lies on the inside, near the Bukit Timah Quarry.
Three-star?
Two-star, near the Bukit Timah Quarry. Mm-hmm. And one in Bukit Timah Village inside, and part of Jurong Road, up to nearly 8 miles. That's Bukit Timah Village. And 8 milestone, there's another 3-star man. 10 milestone, another 3-star man. 12 milestone, another 2-star man. Right. Off, Jurong 10 milestone, there's another village. They call it Tricky Light. And not this summer. Then 13 miles from, and not this summer. 15, not this summer. 16 miles from, and not this summer. 18, not this summer. 19, this summer.
Were there any reasons why the Japanese gave you that particular area?
Because, you see, the whole of Jurong is in the 18th on a straight line. So, whenever anybody going to town, that they have to pass the 18th village. I think that must be a village. There is no other way to go to town or anywhere. So that is the controlling point. And it's easier for us to meet the town.
Did you consider it to be too big an area to take charge of?
Actually, one disaster man is supposed to pick up 10 two-star men too. But you see, my area is 12 or 13 two-star men. You cannot divide into two. So they just have one.
In what ways did the Japanese ask you to help them as a three-star man? Did they give you any kind of instructions or job description regarding the nature of your work?
Yes. Sometimes 1 month, sometimes 1 month, you are called up to Orchard Police Station to have a meeting. All the three-star men. Give us instruction of doing what to do, you see. And in turn, we give instruction to the two-star man, and the two-star man give it to the one-star man. And the one-star man do all the job. And we submit to the two-star, two-star submit to me. And then compile it and give it to the social police station. The social in charge of the e-division. The Japanese head in Ocho Road e-division, okay? In charge 6 men. That is Ocho Road division. E-division. It still follows the British.
Now, what kind of instructions specifically did they give you right from the beginning?
Even things like the beginning, like family registration. Whatever they want to know, they just ask, or whatever they want us to let the people know what the government wants, they just let us know, and we inform them. I think it's a rule between rules. We have actually no power of anything like the police to arrest, no? Just carry out information like that, giving out information and collecting information like that.
Can you give us some examples of what kind of instructions would they normally give it to you to pass it on to the rest of the people?
You see, sometimes you want to know the actual what this family is doing. Is it bad acts or no? This and that. They got the name and I'll have to know where he's staying. And they ask us to do that investigate. Of course, tell me, I have to find out under which two-star man. I tell the two-star man about it. They want some information about this family. the superstar man, if you have a one-star man, just the one-star man supposed to know all the family, 30 family people very well. So the two-star man get information from the young one-star man. And just submit what you know.
Did they give general instructions like asking the three star men and the two star men to promote, encourage the people to study Japanese and all that kind of things?
Even I myself do study some Japanese, but only not very good Japanese. Some very common word means we have to learn Japanese. Even the school, they teach Japanese.
But did the Japanese sort of ever ask you to organize some kind of campaigns to promote the Japanese language or culture among the population in your area?
No, the school, they asked the school to teach Japanese. And at that time, nobody know when the Philippines is coming back. So everybody, after 1 or 2 years, everybody is keen to learn Japanese again. To make a better way of living again. And there is a lot of private schools in Japanese.
Besides asking you all to keep an eye on the population, were there any other things that the Japanese asked you to do as a three-star man?
You see, at the beginning, there is not much work to do, you see. But later on, you see, there are some areas and that. Then we have to look after the areas. Learn some MAS work. That's why later on we introduce the 2.5-star men and 1.5-star men to help us doing all the average business and MAS business, red cross business.
When did that change come about?
I don't remember the date. After I did not arrive at the beginning, start beginning the war, see. They said that they want to invade Singapore or invade this and that. So they start all this stuff like this.
You mentioned that you had to report to the Orchard Road Police Station. How did you report to them?
Actually, if you got anything, you can go and see the Japanese soldier. In some family who are arrested, they need our help. If they are wrongly arrested or anything, they need our help. They come to us. We can help them also by going to see the Japanese soldier and explain things to them. That's one way of going to them. The other thing is that whenever they want us, they will call us.
Can you go anytime you want to?
We can go anytime we want.
Normally, how frequent would you visit the police station?
Not very frequent. Just sometimes, only we got a book to go to. So you see, the Japanese is very difficult. It's so difficult, you see. You have to get the interpreter, you see. He do talk English, but it's not very easy to communicate with him. So always it's better to have interpreter in the position, there is an interpreter, you see. And even if they ask me to go, also they got a little bit of small minor thing, you just see the English speaking inspector. You don't bother to see the soldier.
What rank was this soldier?
The soldier is something like the OC. He does the whole E division.
Do you remember the name of this soldier?
We call him Soto.
Who were these interpreters? How did you get them?
No, we get them. They got their own. Mm-hmm. Because, you see, sometimes in the police station, the inspector cannot understand the Japanese soldier also. So they have the interpreter there.
Mm. Did you know who were these interpreters? I mean, where did they come from?
I don't know. Most of these interpreter or MP, they are Taiwanese. They especially did not know Hokkien. They speak Japanese.
They were also MP, the Taiwanese?
No. See, a lot of MP are Taiwanese, and a lot of interpreters are Taiwanese also. I think the Taiwanese got a very good job here too.
As MPs, what did these Taiwanese have to do?
They arrested people, see, especially communists. Sometimes they want to know about the family, if the family is gone or not. Sometimes they do come to us, the MP do come to us. And like every three star men, we got in office, you see. We got that also. Mm-hmm. To help the three star men. But I quit and I quit him myself. The Japanese don't do. You can in office, sometimes the star men they want meeting, or sometimes the one star men around the area, they want meeting with the star men.
Who was the English speaking inspector that you mentioned who was in the police station?
In the police station, all the inspectors are English speaking. It's a different inspector in charge of different things. See what crime they are the case in charge by each inspector. You see, after all, our Japanese have been here for 3 or 4 years, but still everything, English is still very popular here.
These inspectors, were they local people or were they Japanese?
They were local people. They were inspector. British time, they were inspector. And when the Japanese came in, they became a big inspector again. They use all the same type of people. The pre-war inspector and the occupation inspector are all the same. The pre-war municipal people and the occupation, all the guards are the same. Mostly the same. Of course, some die and some they prefer not to work. They want to go back to work to start their own business or something like that. And they take back everything. Everything is English.
How many Japanese soldiers were there in the police station?
There's only one soldier in the whole of the police station. One only.
What kind of uniform was he wearing?
He's police uniform. Mm. He belongs to the police staff.
He's not a military soldier.
Mm-hmm.
So when they asked you to, when this man, Japanese man, asked you to report to him, what kind of matters would he normally discuss? Would you normally discuss in a meeting?
See, there's no discussion. They just give us instructions what to do, this and that like that. And just carry on with the instruction. They will never discuss with us and what to do and what not to do.
Normally, how would the meeting be conducted?
Usually, in the garden office, there is only they call up six of us. And they say, but we just start talking. And then, in the future, start talking. Just knock down. But later on, we do ask them to give us a copy of what they want us to do. In the beginning, they just tell us what to do, and some of us will make mistakes and so that we are not right. So later on, we suggest that whatever they want, they tell us and give us written instructions. So that we come back and have the same instruction given to our minister and our father.
So in the meeting there were six three-star men, one interpreter and the one Japanese.
Sometimes the senior interpreter.
Who was the senior inspector?
At that time it was Santa Fu. Sick. Santa Fu. I think he retired to India.
He also came under the Japanese.
All the inspector comes under this Japanese.
You mentioned that during the meetings, did any more senior Japanese officers ever come to attend the meetings?
No, you see, I remember sometimes when all the whole of Singapore three-star men all together to have, know each other, to have a meeting, something like that. There is another Japanese who is that. Of all the aliens in Singapore, I don't quite remember his name. I don't know. He's the welfare chief of Singapore too. He's looking after the whole of Singapore welfare too. And then we certainly had contact with him too, always with the social involvement.
You meant that there was a meeting once of all the three summits in Singapore?
One or twice. They get us all together to know each other.
Could you remember when were these meetings held?
I cannot remember. And the money is roughly about 52 of us at that time. Roughly about 52 of us.
Who attended the meetings?
Quite a lot of Japanese. We have a division. There is, of course, only the division made the social. And then, class, is like a minister or something, I don't know. It's supposed to be very senior than the center.
Was he in charge of the three-star men also?
We are under him also. But we seldom get in touch with you.